All right. Good afternoon, everyone. We've officially been joined by our pole sitter for tomorrow's NASCAR Cup Series race here at Coronada. And that is a gentleman who needs no formal introduction, truly. But we've been joined by Shane Van Gisbergen. And Shane, a big thank you, obviously, for spending some time with us. But from your perspective, talk a little bit about your lap and really just how the track's developed from yesterday to today and what you expect tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you. Amazing to get the first pole here. Really cool. It's tough. I've said it a couple of times. It's your first lap of the day, and there's three, four, five corners you're probably going through for the first time of the day as your qualifying lap start. And yeah, I made a meal of it, but I guess the rest of the lap was pretty decent and made the time back. So yeah, but I'm sure everyone has the same story that there's a lot of time left. So, but yeah, cool to make the least mistakes, I guess.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We're going to start here in the back.
Brian Twining, Bleacher Nation for Best Sports Media. Yesterday, Shane, I asked you about the level of risk-reward you were going to take in qualifying, being in the first group. So how hard did you push on that lap? And as you mentioned, it sounds like there's still a little bit more to gain.
Yeah, it was hard. Normally, you get like a little indication of what people are going to do if you're brave enough to wait. But it got to 10 minutes to go or 8 minutes to go, and no one had really done a lap. So I didn't really know what level of grip there was going to be. That was quite difficult. So yeah, I actually got behind Connor and followed him and sort of referenced to him, and that gave me an indication of how I was going. So yeah, I just tried to see where he braked, and I just went a bit deeper, yeah.
All right, we'll go to Matt.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. After what you said yesterday about, you know, feeling like the rest of the field was being disrespected by everyone kind of saying you're the guy, I asked the rest of the field and they said, no, you're the guy, and it's okay for him to admit that. Are you the favorite? Is it okay for you to be the favorite?
My long runs weren't that great yesterday. Like I saw, I think the 5, 33, 54 were faster than me yesterday, I believe. So, but my car is better today than yesterday, so who knows. But we're definitely in a good place to start, and tomorrow will be a bit of a gamble and a lottery, I think, with the tyres. It's going to be hard for the crew chiefs and strategists to get it right for sure tomorrow.
And then I asked you yesterday about some of the other sketchy racetracks that you've ran at. Now that you've had a full day and multiple sessions now, is this going to be the most challenging place in terms of like the tire deg, the marbles, how narrow it is, or are there still worse?
Yeah, it's different. It's a lot lower grip than I expected, which means it's you're not really hanging it out the whole time, pushing. I thought would be more hitting the fences and pushing a lot more, but you're really driving, especially on race runs, driving pretty slow, managing the tires. So that was a bit of a surprise. It was a lot slower than I thought it was going to be. I thought we'd be low teens, not high teens in the race lap times. So that was a bit interesting, but yeah, I didn't expect the tires to last four laps. So we got to do at least 10 tomorrow to make the stages and make the tires last. So yeah, it's going to be very difficult.
All right, Jeff, go ahead.
I think Carson said yesterday that you guys had been racing a little bit leading up to this. Now he's starting alongside you. He is a little bit of a risk taker, but do you feel like you have a good enough relationship that you could trust him coming into those first couple corners?
I mean, he took me out a couple of times in racing on the sim, so I hope he doesn't do it tomorrow. But yeah, I know he's smart when he wants to be and in the right situations. You know, I think he's smarter than he makes out he is. So yeah, as long as it's a clean first lap, I'm sure at the end of the race anything goes, but hopefully at the start of the race he's smart enough to settle in and we just get going. But yeah, we're certainly in the best place to start.
All right, we'll go to the back. Go ahead.
With all the excitement today and all the excitement that's going to happen tomorrow, you know, we know there's more to come. Are you looking forward to Sonoma?
Yeah, that's a good race. It'll be a bit quieter, which will be nice. Yeah, I like that track. It's one of my favorite places to race. So yeah, should be a good couple of weeks of racing for us.
All right, we're going to go to Davey, Bob, and then Noah. Can I get a mic over here to Davey, and then one up here to Bob, right here?
Bob.
Yep, there you go. Thank you.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. Given how the truck race played out yesterday, Shane, not sure how much of it you were able to see, but Did that change your thought process of what you maybe were expecting going into tomorrow, what you may see today? Will that change how you approach tomorrow as well?
No, that played out how I thought it was going to be. You know, calm first two stages and then pretty rough and aggressive at the end. And that's probably what will happen tomorrow. It'll start slowly and everyone will sort of ramp up the aggressiveness. Yeah, I think it played out how we thought it was going to. Yeah.
All right, Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. You said that it's a very difficult track. What makes it, what's most difficult about it?
I think because there's so much compromise. Each section of corners seems to have two or three. You know, there's very rarely that there's one corner just on its own. They all lead into one another. So there's a lot of compromise to try and set yourself up for that section. I kind of reference it. There's no one out there today did a perfect lap. It's so hard to get 2 minutes 15, get it right. Yeah.
And, you know, if this race goes like 4 hours tomorrow, if there is a lot of, I mean, it's twice as long as the truck race, and trucks were 2 hours, 48 minutes. So, I mean, are you ready for that? Is there anything that you do differently or have to pace yourself for if it is a 4 hour affair on a road course?
I have the perfect sponsor.
All right. I believe Noah had a question. Yep.
Noah Reed, Kenny Wallace Media. A couple questions for you, Shane. Earlier, Trackhouse did the picture with you and the whole team. Kevin qualified 21st. Did you have a chance to really chat with him about, you know, practice yesterday and maybe his run?
Not really. Yeah, this week's kind of a whirlwind. It's flat out sort of all week, so we've kind of just been pretty separate. Thankfully he did a little better today. I think he struggled a lot yesterday. It was a surprise for him how our cars handled and drove. So, yeah, I think it was pretty eye-opening for him. But, I'll try and catch up with him after qualifying and hopefully he enjoyed it a little more.
And when he came into the media center yesterday, I asked him, hey, is there any motorsports that you would be interested in maybe trying next? And he didn't really give any straight answers, but the first thing that people were saying in my comments was, supercars, supercars, supercars. Would you like to see K-Mag behind the wheel of a supercar?
Yeah, I'm sure he would have enjoyed, especially the older cars. They were epic, you know. They were some of the best cars I've ever driven. So, yeah, I mean, anyone would want to drive those. They were really cool.
All right, any final questions? Make sure I didn't miss anybody. All right, Shane, congratulations again, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.